1, 2, 3, 4.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Somewhere around 1953, a kid in England hears a record. Record was Walking Shoes, the Jerry Mulligan Quartet, and the kid, Charlie Watts.
And then I heard Jerry Mulligan's Walking Shoes and I wanted to play the drums.
He's transfixed by Chico Hamilton's exquisite brushwork, and Charlie says, "Oh, yes. That's for me." Charlie learns the drums by listening to records, watching other drummers, and he becomes a very good jazz player with no interest in other musical styles. And then one day, an invitation.
A gypsy woman told my mother, before I was born, I got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make you pretty women all jump and shout, the world gonna know.
Alexis Corner and his band, Blues Incorporated. On the drums, Charlie Watts, who knows nothing about the blues.
The blues to me was Charlie Parker playing slow. So they play things like Hoochie Coochie Man, you know, the usual blues. The muddy stuff, right. Really. They were Muddy Waters Man, which I'd never heard of him. I was in this band, I knew nothing. I didn't know what the hell I was playing, and I got a few records. I remember Muddy Live at Newport. I think we had that one. That's how I learned.
A white English band, Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated, set out to play the new music. The band's drummer was a certain Charles Watts. Later, the band were to add a singer called Mick Jagger, a student at the London School of Economics, whose image was something quite new on the jazz scene.
The band was the centre of a scene that became the Rolling Stones. Charlie joined in 1963 and never left. Stones, 1963, Charlie doing exactly what the song asks of him, no more, no less. And that is the measure of a great drummer.
Thank you.
1978 Beast of Burden Charlie sometimes playing a whisker behind the beat, and it brings the song alive. There's a lot going on here, and this is Charlie's greatness. He's right in the centre of it, a complex, rock-solid rhythm, the pulse that animates everything around it.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day. The little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day.
1964, Charlie using the brushes that inspired him to drums a decade before. Solo moment at the start of Honky Tonk Women, 1969, one of the great cowbell songs. '78, Charlie Watts keeping impeccable disco time. My theory of drummers is they're like a human heart. Hearts and drummers, they both beat, not for themselves, but to animate and sustain the other parts. Legs, arms, minds, guitar, bass, horns. Charlie Watts was the heart of the Rolling Stones, the rock on which the others relied for almost 60 years. A great drummer and a true gentleman.
I don't know. I mean, I always consider myself a drummer, you know. And so that's the key at the time and help everybody else do what they do, you know. I don't really like solo type things, drums and that. I mean, I do sort of solo records, but they're sort of jazz type things, you know. And I do them because I don't do that with the Rolling Stones. But what I do with the I don't really know. I never look at myself like that.
You don't look at yourself as just a drummer.
I do, yeah.
got some.